fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone
Ranger,
the Cisco Kid.
The challenge of the Yukon.
Hong King, on you, Husky!
Have gun, will travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin.
Tales of the Texas Rangers, starring Joel McRae as Ranger Jason.
The American West.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Bill Hickok!
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates, December 2nd, 1951, and the title is The Challenge of Sentinel Ridge. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening. Actually, on a side note, I almost forgot to mention, you guys need to let me know what you want for the next video. Go to otrwesterns.com, find last week's episode, and go to and fill out that poll. There's about 5 to 10 different videos you guys want. If you guys don't tell me what you want, I'll just play whatever I want. And I think my choices are good, but I would love for your feedback. That's why you guys are members. Let's get into today's episode.
And pass those Kellogg's Corn Pops. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. Water. In the dry and desolate regions of the Old West, water was a prize more precious than gold, for without it, the land itself would die of thirst. In the town of San Vallejo, a strange war of the wastelands was fought, a war for water, bringing United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles to meet the challenge of Sentinel Ridge.
You know, Bill, there just ain't nothing to beat a nice long swig of fresh water out of a cool mountain stream. Better than pink lemonade. Yes, sirree.
Well, you better drink up, Jingles. We've got another dry, dusty stretch ahead of us before we reach San Vallejo.
Oh, shucks, I'm so full now I can't walk without sloshing.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, speaking of water, Bill, what kind of hot water are we getting into this time?
I don't know, but if Sheriff Hollister sent for us, there's trouble enough.
You said it, Bill. Matt Hollister can't handle it. There's more than enough.
Steady, Buckshot.
All right, Joker, you sugar-eating old scallywag. You just quit your waltzing around and let me throw a leg over it. Yeah, that's the boy. Oh, whoa, Joker, whoa. What's that, Bill?
Sounded like gunshots.
Came from upstream.
Let's go, Jingles. We'll follow the stream bed. Hi, Buckshot, hi.
Coming, Bill. Jump, Joker. Ho, ho, ho. See anything, Bill?
Yeah, Jingles. Look up ahead there.
Yeah, someone laying face down in the stream.
Ooh, but you're steady, boy.
Oh, hold up, Joker, hold. Look, Bill, he's been plugged in the back.
Yeah. Whoever did it can't be too far off.
Let's try and find him, Bill.
Wait a minute, Jingles. Woo. Hey, that man's still moving. Come on, maybe we can help him. Yeah, mister. Let's get your face up out of that water. Hey, Jingles. It's Matt Hollister.
Bill. Jingles.
You did come.
Sure we did, Matt. Take it easy now.
What can we do, man?
Too late, boys. Too late. He told me to meet him. Told me he'd give me the answer. And he plugged me in the back.
Who did it, Matt? Who was it?
Thought I could trust him. I thought...
He's gone, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of a snake would shoot a man like Matt Hollister in the back, Bill?
The lowest kind, Jingles.
Well, come on, Bill. Maybe we can still catch up with them bushwhackers.
No, we've got to take Matt home, partner.
Oh, if only he could tell us something.
Maybe those boot tracks in the sand can tell it for him, Jingles. Yeah. Take a look.
Yeah, them ain't none of our boots, that's for sure.
You see that little wedge-shaped mark in the heel print? We'll be looking for that mark again, and when we find it...
Yeah. Looks like the sneaking polecat who done this has really put his foot in it.
Hi, Wranglers. This your old pal, Panhandle Jim. Now, partners, I guess you know I got my favorite brand of cereal right here with me, Kellogg's Corn Pops. Yes, sir, and that's the brand you want to get next to right away. Because Kellogg's Corn Pops is the new two-way cereal that just can't be beat for good eating any time. They're golden hearts of corn, all popped up big and sassy, right and ready, already sweetened for you. Eat them right out of the box, just like candy. Or for some real chow at breakfast, in a bowl with milk. And say, there's a wonderful new sweetness and flavor in Corn Pops now. The Kellogg folks went to work to make them sweeter and crisper than ever. So now they're tasting better than ever. And believe me, when you light into a package of Kellogg's Corn Pops, I'm willing to stake my best Palomino pony you'll say you never enjoyed better eating. Now, tomorrow, sure, you'll want to saddle up and ride for the store. Load up on Kellogg's Corn Pops so you'll have plenty around for breakfast and snacks. And have plenty on hand next time we get together to listen to Wild Bill Hickok. That's when they're really good. Now listen to this little saying I always use. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops. And Pops love Pops. Right. Now, let's get back to the show.
On their way to San Vallejo, Bill and Jingles discover Sheriff Matt Hollister, the man who sent for them, shot in the back. That night, as they're bringing the sheriff's body back to San Vallejo, an angry crowd is forming in front of the jailhouse.
Where's the sheriff? We want Matt Hollister. Hollister, come on out here.
Please, folks. Oh, wait a minute. Just a minute, please.
What?
What are you doing here, Lorna?
Where's your dad?
I wish I could tell you. He's not here.
Not here? Well, why ain't he here? Just when we need him the most.
He's out working for you, that's why. If it's a swivel chair sheriff you wanted, Jack Purvis, why'd you elect my dad?
Oh, now, don't go biting our heads off, Miss Lorna.
It's just that we need him so bad right now, Lorna.
Why? What's happened, Bob?
We got a peck of trouble for him, ma'am.
Wait a minute, Jack. Wait. Who's that coming?
Say, that looks like... Oh, yeah, it is. That's Wild Bill Hickok. Hey, look. Ain't that Matt Hollister hanging over the saddle?
They've killed him! Dad!
Oh, please, Lorna, don't cry.
I'm sorry. I'll be all right.
Sure you will. Sure. Your dad was a mighty brave man, Lorna. I guess you'd take after him. Oh, howdy, Bill.
What's going on, Bill?
This is Matt's daughter, Jingles.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Now, if you ask me, Marshal, this killing's more Drago's dirty work.
Drago? Who's he?
Drago Bass. He's what this meeting's all about. He's why we come a-hollering for the sheriff.
Well, what's this fella Drago been doing, mister?
Well, he owns the property up by Sentinel Ridge.
Sentinel Ridge? Say, ain't that where Singing Creek starts, up in them hills?
That's right. San Vallejo gets all its water from Singing Creek.
I see. All right, go on.
Well, 3 days back, Singing Creek started drying up on us. By today, there wasn't nothing left of it but mud. So a bunch of us, well, we rode up there to see what was going on.
Well, what was going on?
Well, Drago and his men have got the creek blocked off with boulders. They've turned the water back underground.
And that cuts off your only source of water.
Every drop. We can't hold out here 10 days without the water from Singing Creek. Our stock will die, our crops will die, and we'll die.
Looks like there's more to this than one murder, Jingles. I think we better pay a call on Drago Bass.
Hey,
save ourselves a trip, Bill.
Duck for cover. Folks, you're shooting up the town.
We'll put a stop to that. Come on, Bill.
Coming, Bill. Hey there. Tying up in front of the Mighty Dollar Cafe, Bill.
Yeah. We'll head them off at the door. All right. Stop right where you are, gents.
Well. Look at the big, brave boy standing right between us and where we're going.
You ain't going nowhere, mister. Except maybe to the calaboose for murder.
Huh? Murder? What murder? We don't know nothing about no murder.
Which one of you is Drago Bass?
I am. Now, suppose you step aside polite-like and let us pass. Go on, move.
Stay put, Drago. You're going to answer some questions.
Ain't you a bit mixed up, friend? You ain't telling me what to do. There's nine of us and only two of you. It ain't hardly fair.
Get your hands away from your guns, Drago.
They're bluffing, boys. Come on, let's take them.
Well, that stopped them, Bill. You winged three of them.
Put on your guns, boys. Hold on, mister. Boys didn't savvy, see? I didn't tell them to go for their guns.
That's close enough, Drago. You can talk from there.
I like the way you handled yourself, stranger. Don't think we've met before.
Oh, well, in that case, allow me to introduce you, Mr. Bass. It gives me great pleasure to present my good friend and partner who's going to nail your ears to the jailhouse door, Mr. Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok, huh? Well, then that explains it. Well, I know my rights, Marshal. Ain't no law against us coming into town for a little fun, is there?
No, but gunplay is something else again.
Well, I'm sorry about all that shooting. I'll pay for any damages. It was all in fun. Just a bunch of playful boys. You know how it is. But we got our rights, Marshal.
You think it's right to cut off the water supply to San Vallejo, mister?
Yeah, that's a sort of business deal. This here land ain't much good without water, is it? Well, I got the water, and I'm willing to pay a fair price for the land. What could be simpler?
Why, you low-down, land-grabbing polecat?
Simmer down, Bubbles.
Bubbles? Why, I'll
You'll just... do nothing, Bubbles, because I'm operating legal. You're a lawman. You ought to know that.
Let's take a look at your boots, Drago.
My boots? Well, sure. Yeah, they're nice, ain't they? Brand new, too.
Yeah, they would be.
Well... What are you getting at, mister?
When we find out, you'll be the first to know. Meanwhile, I'd like to see your deed to the Sentinel Ridge property.
Well, all right. That's a matter of public record, lawman. You can check it at the county recorder's office.
I aim to do just that, mister. Come on, Jingles.
Stop that infernal racket. Enough to wake the dead. Here, wait till I get this chain off the door.
Well, evening, Mr. Tuggle.
Ah, getting so a man can't get no sleep no more. All this shooting and shouting and carrying on. Well, speak up. What you want?
My name's Hickok, Mr. Tuggle, United States Marshal.
And mine's Jingles, United States Marshal's deputy.
I suppose that gives you leave to go dragging honest folks out of their bed in the middle of the night.
We want to look at the deed to the Sentinel Ridge property, Mr. Tuggle.
Office hours, 9 to 5. Glad to take care of you then. Got to get my 40 winks now. 23 skidoo, boys. See you in the a.m.
Oh, come on, Mr. Tuggle. One little bitty peek at them records ain't going to bust up your beauty sled much.
Yeah, all right, Dad blasted. Come in. You have to wait till I get my clothes on. Can't do no business in my woolies.
Now, you don't have to go getting all dressed up on our account, Mr. Tuggle. All we want to do is...
Business is business. Got to do it proper. I run a proper office here. Office hours, 9 to 5. There. Now, sonny, give me a boost into my frock coat here.
Yes, sir. But all we want is...
Haste makes waste. I got to get my watch and chain hooked up here. Yeah. Is she a beauty? Keeps good time, too. What's this? 12 o'clock. This is terrible. Office hours?
9 to 5, we know.
Well, somebody must have told you. Where are them infernal spectacles, eh?
Right on the end of your nose, Mr. Tuggle.
Yeah. No wonder I couldn't see him.
Now, let's take a look at the records.
Yeah, all in good time. Got to get my paper cuffs on first. Got to be neat. Neatness is important in business. Yeah, there now. Them books get dusty.
Well, which one of the books is it in, Mr. Tuggle?
Well, patience. No. A place for everything and everything in its place. Yeah, now, where the dickens is it? Here we are. See what I told you? Dusty. Sentinel Ridge. P-Q... Yes. There we are. Deed recorded in the name of one Drago Bash. Go on, look for yourself.
Everything looks legal, all right.
Legal and binding, gents.
Well, you mean that... Well, you mean that that Owl Hoot can dam up Singing Creek so nobody in San Vallejo can even wet their whistle?
You reckon so. It's his property. He can do anything he wants with it. Come to think of it, how about a dipper full of water, gents?
Save it, Mr. Tuggle. You folks are going to need every drop of water you can get.
Well, what are we going to do, Bill?
Starting right now, partner. San Vallejo is on water rations.
You mean the town's got to go thirsty while Drago and his men have got enough to float a battleship?
That's right. Until we figure out another way to take care of Drago, legally.
Well, Miss Lorna, the folks are all lined up outside again waiting for their water ration.
I know.
I'd better let them in. They look mighty thirsty.
No, Jingles, wait. We're all thirsty.
Oh, you said it. My tongue's hanging clear down to my belt buckle right now.
Jingles, listen. There is no more water.
No more? You mean it didn't hold out even for 2 days?
No. We drained the bottom of the barrel last night.
Oh, well, gee, man, there's going to be an awful lot of dry, disappointed people out there. Say, maybe we can cart a load of water across the desert by wagon.
No, that's not the answer, Jingles. We need water for irrigation, for our land, our stock. If we don't get it, San Vallejo will be a ghost town in 3 weeks.
The only real answer is Singing Creek.
And Drago won't let us get within a mile of it.
Well, Bill rode up that way this morning to try and talk some sense into Drago.
I'm afraid that's hopeless. Well, there's nothing to do now but break the news to the people. Wait a minute, folks. Please, listen. Listen. There is no more water.
No water? Hey, what's Wild Bill Hickok done about it?
We've gone up to talk to Drago, Jack.
Talk? But... Well, I ain't waiting for no more talk. How about you folks? We gotta have water in Pronto, am I right?
Yeah.
And let's go up and smoke out Drago and his men right now. This is war, folks. Are you with me?
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Get a look at who's coming.
It's Drago Bass.
Yeah, on a buckboard loaded with water barrels.
Yeah, and two of his men loaded with rifles.
Quiet. Whoa.
Howdy, folks. Howdy. How's about a nice drink of water?
Sure.
That's right, folks. Gather around. Ain't nothing like a cool drink on a hot day.
Hold on there. Don't touch them barrels.
First one lays a hand on my property gets a slug. And that's legal, too.
What's your game, Drago?
I got a proposition for the folks. Tell you what I'm going to do.
Give us a drink first, Drago, then we'll listen.
No, Purvis. You'll listen better when you're dry. You see, your land ain't no good to you now. But I'll still make a deal with you. I'll buy your land, 10 cents on the dollar. And if you want to stay on and work it, I'll see that you get all the water you need. But you'll be renting the land from me.
Now wait a minute. Don't you do it, folks. He's trying to cheat you out of your land.
Yeah, now, listen to me, folks. That's a mean, ornery coyote you're doing business with.
Tuggle, you loco pen pusher, get back to your books.
A mean, ornery coyote, just like I said. But he's right, folks.
What?
Drago's got us over a barrel, folks. A barrel of water.
Hey, maybe
right. Now you're talking sense.
Wait a minute. Here comes Hickok.
Whoa, boy. What's going on around here?
Bill, you've got to stop them.
Yeah, they're selling out for a drink of water, Bill.
Yeah, lawman, they finally came to their senses.
Get down off of that wagon, Drago.
Cover him, boys. Now, Hickok. You're looking into a pair of Winchesters. You still want to tell me what to do?
I've just come back from Sentinel Ridge. I saw some boot tracks up there. The same ones I saw when we found Matt Hollister shot in the back.
You accusing me of murder, Hickok?
You had to slip somewhere, Drago, and no matter how you figure it, killing's not legal.
Get back there, Hickok.
Look out, Bill. He's swinging his
whip. Yeah.
Bill, let's go. They're getting away.
Wait a minute, folks. Wait a minute. Let him go. He's doing just what I want him to do.
Huh? You mean you want him to get away, Bill?
Right, partner. We've got no authority to go into Sentinel Ridge for water, but we can follow Drago there and smoke out a killer.
Say, partners, how'd you like to try some bronco busting out of the rain someday? Well, it takes a powerful lot to break those wild ponies and settle them down. And that means you got to keep in shape and eat what's good for you. And what could be better than those crisp, crunchy, even sweeter Kellogg's Corn Pops? They're the two-way cereal. Yep, you eat them out of the box like candy or out of the bowl. They're already sweetened for you. Just dig in and enjoy them right out of the box. But come breakfast time, you eat them in a bowl with a little milk. And say, just wait till you taste the wonderful new sweetness and flavor of Corn Pops. The Kellogg folks are now making them sweeter and crisper than ever. So you're going to like them more than ever now. And that silvery bag you see in every package of Corn Pops keeps them fresh up to 10 times longer. Doggone, you better be sure your mom's got a stock of Kellogg's Corn Pops around your ranch. Better ride down the store tomorrow and get a load of them. Now, let's say our little saying all together. Kids love Pops, moms love Pops, and Pops love Pops. Good for you. Now, let's get back to Wild Bill and Jingles.
Wild Bill has found boot tracks on Sentinel Ridge, the same ones he and Jingles saw at the scene of Matt Hollister's murder. Now he's ready to lead a posse to the dam at Singing Creek and a showdown with Drago Vance.
All right, folks, he's got a good head start now. Let's saddle up and go after him.
Hey, Bill, you say you seen them heel prints up by Sentinel Ridge?
That's right, partner. Somebody up there, either Drago or one of his men, must be Hollister's killer.
Well, maybe so, Bill, but then, well, whose heel prints are these in the dust right here?
What? Yeah. Hey, you're right, Jingles. They're the same prints.
And Drago never stepped down off of that wagon.
Hold on, folks. Wait a minute. Drago's not the killer after all. It's somebody right here in this crowd.
Hey, look, Bill, there goes old Chris Tuggle, hightailing it for his horse.
Come back here, Tuggle.
I'll get him, Bill. Now, come down off of that horse, Mr. Tuggle.
Let go of me, you overgrown grizzly bear.
Looks like you've been working overtime, Chris. Now, drop that gun.
My dad blasted that. Got me now. Stop squeezing me to death.
Then stop wiggling.
Yep. They're his boots, all right. So, Tuggle, was you who killed Matt Hollister?
Well, I had to do it. Matt found out that Drago's deed at that property was a fake.
Then you must have faked it, Tuggle. You are working for Drago on this land grab all the time.
Me work for him. He was working for me. The whole thing was my idea.
All right, Tuggle. We'll see that you get all the credit.
And a jail cell all to yourself.
Well, Marshal, if Drago's claim to that water ain't legal, what are we waiting for?
Not a thing, Purvis. Jingles, I found another way into that canyon this morning, but only one man alone can make it.
Huh? Well, how about me, Bill?
No, partner. You lead the posse up there and keep Drago busy. I'm going to try to sneak in behind him.
All right, Bill, but, well, what'll I do with Tuggle?
Go ahead. He killed my father. I'll take charge of Mr. Tuggle.
Oh, well, can you handle that great big six-shooter all by yourself, Miss Lorna?
If he makes a move, he'll find out. Now, Mr. Tuggle, march. Right toward that jail.
Now, let's go, boys. We're riding for Sentinel Ridge. Keep shooting, boys. Don't let him into this canyon.
Too late, Drago. I'm already in.
Pick up!
That's all, Drago. You're lucky I want you alive. Now tell your boys to throw down their guns fast.
Yeah, sure, Marshal.
All right, boys. They got us. Throw your guns down and give up.
That's the spirit, Drago. All right, Drago, start moving. Down to the dam.
What you going to do to me, Hickok?
Well, first, Drago, you're going to help me plant some dynamite. Stand back, everybody. The dam's ready to blow sky high.
You can stand right here, Mr. Drago, and watch the water spill out.
Okay, let her go.
There she goes. Oh, yeah, here comes the water.
Oh, man, ain't it beautiful?
Yeah. Hey, Bill, in all this excitement, I nearly forgot.
What's that, Jingles?
Well, now that we got plenty of water, I just remembered. It's Saturday. Time for my bath.
And And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us, folks. If you're around this way next week, we'll have another adventure story for you.
Yes, sirree, and I'll let you in on a little secret. It's loaded with smoke and six guns in action. See you then.
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right, it's a great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Tyler McVeigh, Nancy Shields, Tony Barrett, Clayton Post, Barney Phillips, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops, Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.